line. Fifth wide line, widest line, on Tzadi Dawud Amud Aleph. V'chein yishlach Adon Hashem Tzvokos, Hashem, the Master, will send the Mashmanov, in the fat ones, Razayn. They will become skinny, so to speak. By the Mashmanov Razayn, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavik Hiskiyo, Shesh Lishmai Nishemus, Hiskiyo, who has eight names, the Yiparam is Sancherev, and he will be the way Sancherev is punished. Shesh Lishmai Nishemus, who also has eight names. Hiskiyo Dachsiv. This is what the Navi says about Hiskiyo. Ki Yela Julad Lanu. A son will be born to us. Bei Nitin Lanu. A baby will be born to us, a son will be given to us. That he, Hamisra al Shechmai, rulership, I think it means, will be over his shoulder. Vayikrashmai, and his name was called Pela Yoyetz, Keo Gibor, Avi Ad Sar Shalom, which is eight names. There's a ninth name, Shechaskaka. That was what happened, that Hashem strengthened him. Zavarachar, Chizkiyah Shechizik Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim, he strengthened Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Sancherev, the Chzivbe, it says by Sancherev the following names. Tiglas Pileser, Palneser, Shamneser, Pul, Sargoyin, Asnapper, Rabbah, Viakira. Eight names. Vigga Sancherev, he has a name Sancherev, Shisichosoy Riv, his talking was argument, he blasphemed. He spoke, and Nichar Dvorim means grunted. Not sure what it means. I think it means grunted. Blaspheme towards Hashem. I'm Rabbi Yechon, may Mazoch Oysirasha, the Christ Asnapa Rabba V'Akira. Why did he get the name Rabba V'Akira, great and precious? Because he did not say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. When he told them to surrender, he said, he offered them a land as good as their land. He didn't say, I'll get you a land better than your land. Because he knew that Eretz Yisrael was unbeatable. All he offered was to match Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel, some said that was a smart move, but and one says it was a stupid move. If he says it's better than your land, Amru, they'll say, Kamashakris, you're a liar. Umadamar Melech Tipishaya, M.K. Mai Rabusei. What's the chedit? Meaning, it's a foolish thing to do, because if you offer somebody an equal, he said, why should I trade? Meaning, if you want to persuade people to go, you have to offer them something better. You can't offer them the same. Why should they trade? So it was a foolish thing to do. The other one says it was a smart thing to do, because if you say something's better, they won't believe him. At least this way, they might believe him. Lahechah, where did he take them to Golas? Yes.
Because it's one Maisa, you give the person, the guy must have made his life 150,000
I guess this is very good to end off right before Yom Kippur. It shows you the value of one Maisa.
I exactly. We're a good team. Rebbe's never allowed to leave Cleveland.
Okay. I want to wish everybody Gemarksi Mateva. I also want to, in case, and during the questions and answers, I sometimes answer a little bit sharply. I hope everybody's Michael me. Everybody should have a happy, healthy, gesunde Jahr.